Mike Lamberg said he wanted to give his final statements before the actual execution so as not to upset any family members of the victims who might go to witness. During an hour-long press conference, the 57-year-old consistently reiterated his innocence of the crime he was convicted of. Lamberg was sentenced to death for two murders on the same night in 1983. Alicia Bryant was strangled and Clarence Moore was hit over the head with a tire iron. Lamberg maintains Moore killed Alicia and that Lamberg hit Moore in self-defense.
Don't take my word for anything. Look at the facts. Look at the evidence. I don't want anybody to believe me. I want every one of you to assume I'm lying because I want you to independently look into the evidence so that you can see that what I am saying is true.
After Governor Rick Scott signed Lamberg's death warrant, he began a hunger strike.
I have been blessed with the most incredible family and friends around the world who sacrificed so much of themselves to help me. And so when I realized how much it was affecting them, after 12 days, I voluntarily terminated the hunger strike.
Lamberg said on Monday he overnighted yet another appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking them to take another look at his case. The Florida Supreme Court has already denied several of his most recent appeals. Mike Lamberg has been on death row for nearly 34 years. I'm Wilson Sayre in Rayford.